Today's podcast is sponsored for Fushlema from Miral Bas Sara Gittel by her Mishpacha. We wish her a complete refuah shalema. Today we begin the third perek in the Mavui of Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. In his introduction of the new print of Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, they added three prokim of introductory remarks to Lachos Shabbos and Lachos Yom Tov. And we're up to the third and final perek. We are on page 77. So he begins. The first part, which we'll do tonight, is about Yom HaKippurim. So Perek Gimel, Sif Aleph. Shnei Dvarim Nemru B'Yom HaKippurim Min HaTorah. There are two things which are mentioned Midai Raisa that are necessary to understand on Midai Raisa about Yom HaKippurim. Number one, Aleph. Mitzvah Asay Lishpais M'Malacha V'Loy L'Asayis Bei Malacha. Number one is Mitzvah Raisa, to be Shavas, to rest from doing work, and not to do any work. Beis Mitzvah Asay, that means a positive commandment. Lishpais me'achila v'shtiya v'loy lecha v'loy l'shtesbay. So there's a mitzvah saseh to rest from eating and drinking, and there's lois saseh not to eat and not to drink. So that is midaraisa. The mitzvah saseh of lishpais, the mitzvah lois saseh to do malacha, mitzvah saseh to not eat and drink, and mitzvah lois saseh of eating and drinking. So Sif Beis continues, kol malacha sh'asura b'shabbos. Any malacha that's forbidden to do on Shabbos, asura b'yom HaKippurim, is forbidden on Yom HaKippurim as well. V'ein bein Shabbos v'yom HaKippurim b'asher l'issa malacha. There's no difference in isura malacha between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Aval yesh b'neihem b'asher l'ein sheshela oiver v'aseh. Which means that someone who is over on Yom Kippur, so that the einshim are different for Yom Kippur than for Shabbos. Yom Kippur is skilo. So skilo for Shabbos, this chorus on Yom Kippur. So there's differences in the einshim, but there's no difference in the actual iser. Siv Gimel says, ka'amur, achilu v'shtiyu boi asura is min ha-Torah. Eating and drinking is asa midaraisa. It is asa to eat and drink midaraisa. V'nechlegu ha-poiskim b'ashel yesa ha-inuyim. There's a machlokes ha-poskim, the other inuyim, the other things which we do, meaning not washing our hands, not shmiring, not wearing shoes, tashmish hamita. Those things, those is a machlokes whether those are deiraisa or not. But achil and shtiyah, everyone agrees, is lekula alma deiraisa. We are machmir in lechatchila to be choshed that everything's a deiraisa. But there are those who are mekel in the other inuyim of rechitza sicha and ilsa sandal. Em gam heim yisur min ha-Torah rak m'darban. That's the machlekes. Se'iv dalet. Mitzvah min ha-Torah le'echol b'erev yom ha-Kippurim u'laharbis b'y besuda. There's a mitzvah that Raisi says on erev yom ha-Kippurim to eat and to marve in a suda. Hence is the custom to have at least one suda. Some people have two sudas in erev yom ha-Kippur. Beside the suda mafsekes. Right? To have Su'udais on Erev Yom Kippur. We sit down, we have a suda. Most people have a fleshig suda on Erev Yom Kippur. Right? That's a minig to eat kreplach. Right? Full minig, depending on your minig, I should say. Exactly what the sudas look like, but there's a mitzvah raisa to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Si'iv hei. Limud miyuchud legabi yom HaKippur. Then he's going to talk about some things which are just miyuchet to Yom HaKippurim, which are specific to Yom Kippur. Page 78. Mitzvah min ha-Torah lo-hisef min ha-choyl ala kodesh. There's a mitzvah de-raisa to be moisef, to add on from time of mundane, which means from Erev Yom Kippur, from Matzah Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur. Hein b'knisas ha-yom, hein b'tziyaseh. One should not begin Yom Kippur at exactly shkia and finish it at the earliest point possible at the end of Yom Kippur. The Hainu Sheyafsik Melechel Ma'at Eharbe Lefnei Bein Hashmoshes. One should stop eating and drinking a little bit, at minimum of a little bit. Some people do even more. Areza Meshuach. I mean, not too much, obviously, not the whole Yom Kippur, but a little bit before Yom Kippur, you stop eating and drinking before even Bein Hashmoshes. V'lo yechal mitzay Yom Kippurim ad zman mu'et achrei tzeisek yechal. And you can't eat a Matzah Yom Kippur. We should wait a little bit after Tzeizek Yechavim. So whatever you consider Tzeizek Yechavim, should wait a little bit. That's a mitzvah de Raisa to be Moisif of Kodesh on the Chol.
Right now, he does say in Sivkot and Ches that the Iker Hachiyu shall Toysus Yom Kippur Min HaToyru Hu L'Inyan Hachiyu V'Shtiyu. He says, L'Gabi other Melachas, like the obligation of not doing Melachas like on Shabbos, so I'm told that that's not where the Iker Mitzvah Dereis of Haysofa is. The Iker Mitzvah of Haysofa is of Moisef Yom Kippur is Dafko on the Achilo and on the Shtiyu. Se'iv Vav. We're going to talk about Kibud Yom Kippur. Which is a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nunches, pasuk of Gimel, Shemikivon She'ein Lechabdei Ba'achil V'Shtiyah.
The Maisa, generally speaking, on Shabbos, one of the ways we mechabed Shabbos is with good food, right? The Gemara says proper coverage for Shabbos is that the whole week, every time you find something good, you say this is for Shabbos, and you find something better, so you take that for Shabbos, and you can eat the other thing, right? But the Maisa comes Yom Kippur, and you can't be mechabed Yom Kippur with food. So yesh lechabdei b'ksus nekiyo u'bad lakas neiris. So what should you do? You should be ksus nekiyo, had lakas neiris. You mechabed it in other ways. Meaning a person should wear clothing on Yom Kippurim that shows a covered for Yom Kippurim. We light neiris. Some shuls are even marked. We try to light additional neiris for Yom Kippur. So there's different menhagim, but the point is we have to mechabed Yom Kippur with how we can. We don't say that because there's the iser vinuyim of eating and drinking that now there's no mitzvah of the kibbutz. There's still a mitzvah to mechabed Yom HaKippurim. Siv Zayin. Ein mekachin ala kois b'leil Yom HaKippurim, af kasha chal b'Shabbos. We do not make kiddush on a kois on the night of Yom Kippur, even if it falls on Shabbos. V'av ein mevorchin zman ala kois, we don't make the brach of shachiyonu on a kois, k'arei ha-mekadish tzorech shiyishtim in a kois. Right, because usually, in mekadish ala kois, the person who makes kiddush is supposed to drink. He can't drink on Yom Kippur. U'berega sham v'zman eskadish hayom v'osa lishtais. And as soon as you say the brach of shachiyonu, but as soon as you say the bracha to Mekadosh Yom Kippurim, it becomes usher to drink. So therefore, the person making kiddush can't drink it. V'af lo yikadosh, a person should not be Mekadosh, al das litein lekotin lishtoiz, with a das to give it to a minor to drink. Dilma asi l'misrach. K'loimah yisragel ha-kotin l'minik zev yishtem na'kais b'yom kippurim, avach ha-shigad. We don't want to teach him, a kotin, that you drink on Yom Kippur from the kais of kiddush, because as he gets older, Achman al Tzadik doesn't have a father anymore, someone doesn't teach him, he's going to remember. What do you mean? I remember as a child. Can you imagine the Maisa after the Holocaust, people have to try to remember things in the house when they were a child, right? So it's, I remember from when I was a child that we made Kiddush, and they even gave it to me to drink, right? So therefore, something like this, that's also that we don't want a cotton to get the wrong feeling for. We don't do. So Mela, there's no being Mekadesh, Alakais. V'aymrim birchas man b'loy kais, so you say shachyonu like we do, you have to call nidre without a kais. Now, he points out, very kedai to see, in the sif cotton yud beis on the bottom. V'af choylo shiyesh bei sakona, even a choylo shiyesh bei sakona, shamutu loy lechol b'yom kippur, who is permitted to eat on Yom Kippur, lo yikadish. D'yesh chshash brachol v'atolim. It's a chshash of bracha levatala. Okay? Because it's a machlekes, and we chayshid, right? The kivan shay, hayoyim goyim le'issa, v'rak pekuch nevish goyim le'heta, v'hav le'dedei kechol, ein by kiddush. So since the day is goyim, the issa of eating and drinking, the reason why you're allowed to eat a drink, not you, but the person who's a chayl shesh, because I can't accept pekuch nevish, so for him it's like it's chayl. So he doesn't make kiddush. See, Paskins, like those who say that you don't make Kiddush if on Yom Kippur, a chayl shesh b'sakana that has to eat. Once we're on that topic, we'll just mention that the Mechaber says in Siman Shun Yud Ches Sif Yud, chayl shachal b'yom kippur v'nisyashiv daita bin shachal v'arich, a chayl who ate on Yom Kippur. And now he's going to say birchas hamazon, that he says yalav yavay and b'yinei Yerushalayim, the Mechaber says. And the Mishnah Bruins of Kotten Chav Tes points out at Tam, the reason is keeping the Bet Teira Ochal, Havla Yom HaKippurim, Kemayli Didan Shai Yomtiv, for him Yom Kippur is like all of the Yomtiv, right? V'mchal b'Shabbos, and if it falls out on Shabbos, Mishnah Bruins says, I'm Ritzei V'achutzenu. Right? V'yesh Shemekil M'zeh Shafil Yavi Yavi in Tzarech Leimer, Shlai Tiknu Elba Mokayim, Shem Mitzvah B'achilase, V'huadin Shein Leim Ritzei V'achutzenu, Kishachal b'Shabbos, okay? So he brings down that there's a machloikis l'maisa whether one says Yalav Yavoy or retaining Yom Kippur. The Shaila was if it was ever takona by Chazal to mention Me'ena Ma'ira, to mention Yal V'Yavah, he would say on Yom Kippur because they were never misaka that anything of eating. So even though the Mishnah seems to say that one should, if one forgot, he says that he finishes off Lo Yachzer, which means if you only remembered after you started V'nei Yushalayim, or he says Achshi Yisayim B'chaz Ben Yushalayim, you don't go back because it's a Machlekes. Now, as far as Kiddush, the Mishnah Berurah points out in the same Sivkot and Chavtes in the middle over there, V'al Kaponim Kiddush B'vad De'en L'Lases. Says definitely he passes we don't make Kiddush in Yom Kippur. There's Chashash Baruch L'Vatol. Okay? So he says that it's a Chashash Baruch L'Vatol, we don't make Kiddush. That's how Shmi Shabbos Kol Chasa points out. Now, he also brings out Reb Kiva Eger says that if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, then you would make Kiddush. Okay? Because of Shabbos. The Ma'aseh Mishnah Berurah seems to say not like that because he's not Mechalek. Mishnah Berurah is not Mechalek. He was talking about Ritzei, so he can't say he wasn't discussing Shabbos Bechlal. So it would seem from the Mishnah Berurah that he holds you don't make Kiddush even on Shabbos. Like those who hold not to make Kiddush even on Shabbos. Kiveiga seems to say we do make Kiddush when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos for Chol Shish Pesachana. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, and the Shmish Shabbos Kolchazah Paskins, that we definitely don't make Kiddush when Yom Kippur is not on Shabbos. That everyone agrees. When Yom Kippur is not on Shabbos, even if someone is going to eat, doesn't make Kiddush. I mean, we know Matzah Yom Kippur, you have to make Havdalah, as we're going to see in a second inside on top. But if the Yom Kippur. But you don't make Kiddush to go to eat on Yom Kippur. And then he finishes off on the top, page 79, at the end of Siv Zayin. V'amavorchim ba'adlokas naneiris lo yivorchu sheinis b'sekneses. Someone who made a Shechiyonu when they lit their Neiris on Yom Kippur night shouldn't make a second Shechiyonu after Kol Nidre in Shul when everyone makes a Shechiyonu. You don't make two Shechiyonus for the same Yom Tov. Avol mavdilun al hakais mitzayim kippurim shakum shabbosis Hashemin. So, Matzi Yom Kippur, before you go to eat, one has to hear Havdalah. Okay? The minig is to use a Ner Sheshavas, l'chatchilo. We're not going to go into it right now. That one should have a candle lit before Yom Kippur, that's lit through Yom Kippur, and they should take fire from there to for the Bayer Meir Eish HaMatzah Yom Kippur, except Mekel if it's a Matzah Shabbos, some Mekel all the time, but that's Lechat Chilo. So, and before one goes to eat on Matzah Yom Kippur, one should make Havdalah, right? But on Yom Kippur itself, there is no Kiddush. We will stop over here, and the next shir will begin with Sifches and Yana Yom Tif, the Klalm of Yom Tif. Today's shiur is sponsored for Fushlem from Middle Basar Gittel by Mishpacha. Anyone who would like to sponsor a shiur should either email rabbifishman@gmail.com or, can much easier, go to rabbifishman.com, rabbifishman.com, and click on the sponsor a shiur button. Thank you.